Hello and welcome to the Swollen, Bloated, and Puffy podcast. This is your host, Kathleen Listen. I'm a certified lymphedema therapist and board certified massage therapist. I have a studio in San Diego, California, and I'm the author of Swollen, Bloated, and Puffy, and also the Lipedema Treatment Guide. And I want to celebrate today by recording an episode because today is Lymphedema Awareness Day. So I would like to share the awareness, first of all, of lymphedema, which can be either a primary genetic disease or it can also be secondary. It can be from a parasite. It can also be from cancer treatment. But what happens is a protein-rich swelling will happen in the body, and that is called lymphedema. So I want to give some information specifically that will help you if you have stockings, if you use compression to control your lymphedema, and then also if you're in complete decongestive therapy right now. I want to talk to you about how there are actually three segments of lymphedema treatment and not just two, as we may have been informed previously. So first I'll talk about the stockings. So if you have a compression stocking, these are just a reminder for you. And if you pick up something new, that's really great. It'll help you keep the stockings in a good condition. And stockings definitely help control lymphedema. So the first thing is to wash it daily. Daily is ideal to wash the stocking. We like to say as many times as you'll give yourself a shower, you should give your stockings a shower. Sometimes people think that they don't have to wear their stockings or wash their stockings as long as they're not sweating in them, but it really has to be washed often is optimal because it will help the stocking get back some of that elastic. Another thing that will get back the compression containment in the stocking is to dry it in the dryer. You can dry it every other time instead of every time if you want to air dry it occasionally, but putting it in the dryer really helps it get back to its original shape. So there's a few things that actually break down the stocking if you have a really oily, rich moisturizer. Make sure that it's completely into your skin and it's not still a film on the outside of your skin, because that actually interacts with the elastic in the garment and makes it less powerful. Also sun, exposing the garment to the sunshine will break down the elastic, and woolite laundry detergent. I keep on having to remind my clients because our first instinct is, oh, well, woolite is in the gentle cycle. You can totally use it for your compression garments. It should be ideal. And actually it's one of the less effective detergents to use with your compression garment. We would much rather you do something free and clear, something very natural, simple detergent would be a better option. And there's even detergents that are out there that are authorized to use if the client has eczema. So one of those gentler detergents without a lot of additives would be a great option. And then if you have a circade reduction kit, an inelastic garment, no liquid fabric softeners. So you can use a dryer sheet, that's fine, but just don't use that liquid fabric softener if you have a circade product that you're using. If you are in a garment and it's just too much for you, if you develop blisters while you're in the garment, that's a really great clue that you should be visiting the doctor and ask your physician about arterial disease, because that can be a sign that you may have arterial disease. You should take the ABI test and your doctor will know more about that. So I want to talk to people now. If you are in complex decongestive therapy now, they're doing the bandaging or the wrapping part of it. Some people will say, you know, you can go straight from, as soon as you stop reducing with the bandaging, you should go straight into a elastic compression garment, and that's actually not ideal. You may find that you go back and forth trying to find the garment that fits you correctly, and that's because you're in a transition period. So there's a period in between when you are done with your decongestive therapy and when your body is really balanced and at the level of at the level your lymphedema has really been controlled really well, then you can go into a flat knit garment. But if you're still in that where you're having, you know, more swollen days and less swollen days, that's a really great time to have a more transitional garment and not just go directly into a compression garment that you'll have to wear for 6 months and that will only be, it won't be adjustable. So we're looking to put you in a more adjustable garment so you have more control right after you finish the complex decongestive therapy. So that is the tips that I have for you today. And I'd love to wish everyone a happy Lymphedema Awareness Day. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.